from England to Brazil. Germany to Argentina. We got you covered. This is The Throw-In with Kit Laconico.
Yeah, could I speak to Sir Alex Ferguson, please? Can I kick it?
Oh, what a week, Austin, Texas. This is The Throw-In. I'm your host, Kit Laconico. So glad you could join us every Sunday at 9 right here on 104.9 The Horn. Horn FM. And make sure you download the Horn app and listen wherever you are. A lot to talk about today, as you might be aware of if you're an Austin soccer fan. Josh from MLS in Austin in studio. We'll be talking about the news that dropped this week. Is Major League Soccer coming to the capital city? Let me tell you, all signs point to yes. As always, joined by my great co-host, the Smash Simmons, and the man, the beast from the East, Maryland's finest, the host of the Wagner Wire, Adam Wagner, producing behind the glasses. Zach he's in Portland. Zach's going to check in from Portland. We'll talk to him in just a bit. But a great show. We'll go around the world as always, have our game of the week to wrap things up. But as you might have imagined, it's all about the ATX and getting an MLS team here to the capital city of the great state of Texas. We're going to listen to an interview that Zach and I recorded earlier this week with the owner of the Crew, Anthony Precourt, and the GM, Dave Greeley. We'll talk about that with Josh after the break. But remember, go out tonight, support MLS in Austin, Haymaker, 7:30 p.m. on Manor Road, a supporters social and meetup. Get out there, support local soccer. It doesn't matter at what level. Go out and support it. We'll talk about local soccer as well. As always, we invite you to join the conversation. The text line, 512-337-3776. Tell us your thoughts. Are you excited? Is this, well, maybe not what you were thinking? Your thoughts, your concerns, we want to hear all of it. As long as it is, well, not vile, nothing profane, we will keep it adult if that is possible in a very emotion-filled week that we have had. But here is the interview that Zach and I recorded earlier this week with the owner of Columbus Crew, Anthony Precourt, and his GM, Dave Greeley. Have a listen.
Well, first and foremost, we would like to ask you, gentlemen, where do you think the league is headed? You know better than we do, obviously. This is something that, as soccer fans personally, and as kind of the voice of Austin soccer fans, we would like to get your opinion on. Where is Major League Soccer headed in your estimation?
I mean, the growth has been unprecedented. You know, we've been investor operators for 4.5 years in Major League Soccer, and the growth has been just remarkable. You know, in terms of the success we've seen in new markets, the expansion that we're undergoing, you know, we've had great success in 4 markets since we bought the club, and we're about to announce 2 new expansion teams at the end of this year and 2 in 2018. You know, our attendance, you know, For instance, let's go to Atlanta United. You know, they've averaged close to 46,000 fans a game while playing at Bobby Dodd Stadium, which is their temporary facility. And since they've moved into the Benz, they've had, you know, I think 3 matches with over 70,000 fans. Sure. I mean, think about that. That's a new high water mark and a new record for MLS. You know, that's got to make Bayern Munich kind of turn and look. You know, that's a big crowd for a regular season match. So, you know, the league's growing in terms of expansion. It's growing in terms of its match day attendance, in terms of its sponsorships and its ratings and media rights. So, I'm actually really bullish about the future of Major League Soccer. I mean, how far can we take this? I think we can be a top 4 soccer league in the world.
That's great to hear.
Yeah,
you mentioned the teams vying for these 4 spots that are coming up in the expansion. Obviously, people have spoken about teams that have had great success drawing fans at lower levels, be it Sacramento, be it Nashville. Cincinnati's done a fantastic job.
Remarkable job.
Yep. It's incredible. I'm sure you've seen that up close.
Unfortunately, too close. We lost to them in a U.S. Open Cup match this year. So
I remember.
In front of 30,000 fans.
Which is absolutely incredible.
It is.
That brings me to the question, why Austin? Why not one of these other markets?
We think Austin's got the best untapped market potential in the United States. I think it's MLS 3.0 ready. It has all the attributes that I think would make for a wonderful soccer, vibrant soccer market. You know, it's millennial, it's multicultural, it's got a national and international brand. It's got a robust economy. It's tech savvy. It's entrepreneurial. keep Austin weird, counterculture. I mean, I think that all fits really, really well with soccer. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, the World Cup ratings that we see in the marketplace here have always been really, really strong. And youth soccer is really, really strong. I think it's ready to be untapped. I think this is really could be a potentially special market for Major League Soccer.
You know, this thing too, the digital world. Anthony touched on the tech thing. It's changed the world. It's the world's game. And when you put a handheld device or an iPhone in anyone's hands, mm-hmm. it really makes the world's game resonate.
And more globally connected.
And for a city like Austin, who's so tech-centric and so digitally savvy, it really makes sense. Not only because Austin's growing international profile, but like the multiculturalism that Anthony mentioned, those really line up well for any MLS club. You know, I think, and I know you guys are deeply knowledgeable on soccer, but if you look at the history of Major League Soccer, going back to its original days in 1996, you know, the millennial consumer didn't really exist. The emergence and the huge importance of the Hispanic consumer wasn't fully formed. The digital era wasn't upon us. So it's very much changed in terms of where soccer is in the United States. So 2017 is a very different time and place than 1996. And you really look at MLS or Austin for MLS 3.0, as Anthony said, you know, it's in a good position, really good position.
I would also chime in that, you know, CONCACAF and Champions League is becoming more and more important. And I think that the opportunities for Liga MX and Major League Soccer to compete against each other on a more regular basis, I think that's coming. And I think Austin, you know, just geographically is very attractive there to be sort of maybe a place where Liga MX and Major League Soccer go to battle on a regular basis.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've spent many years living in Mexico. I have connections to teams down there, and that's something that I know from their perspective that they want. A lot of people talk at it from the MLS perspective. It's equally, you know, I mean, from Liga MX's perspective, it's something that they want to get involved in as sure. they've decided they're not going to play in Copa Libertadores anymore. They're looking north for the future of their game. So I couldn't agree with you more.
And they've also sold out stadiums here, too, whenever Liga MX teams just come for friendlies.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
Del Diamond has
sold
been sold
baseball
out.
Baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Only imagine what they do at a soccer stadium. The question that has been posed to us over and over since this has come out, the question that's been posed previously, it's all been about a stadium. And that's been the issue. I was a broadcaster for the Aztecs. They played in a high school football stadium. Then they played another high school football stadium after the flood. They were never able to make it their own. Mayor Adler said that there wouldn't be any public funding for this stadium. Why? Austin, it seems that you kind of have two options. There are very limited places in the city that you could put it, or you can go further afield. I know that you've mentioned that you would like a downtown stadium. Would it be better to be downtown? Would it be better to be in the suburbs? It seems like the three teams that are in the suburbs right now seem to be doing well. What's your opinion on that?
We want to be in the urban core. Downtown is maybe not the right definition. To me, the right definition is just in the urban core, in the urban fabric of the community, in a vibrant part of town where there's things to do before and after games. What we'd be looking for. You're right, though, that the stadium is the most important piece of the puzzle here. You know, we have raised our hand and said we are looking at a concurrent path here. We're looking at exploring a relocation to Austin, Texas. But the key piece of that puzzle for us to move our soccer club to Austin is finding the right stadium location and then building a privately financed stadium on that site. And I just want to reiterate that. We would not be using public tax dollars to build the stadium. It would be privately financed.
Have you spoken with anyone from the USL ownership group? Have you had any communications with them, the team that owns right. the USL rights to the team here in Austin?
We have, you know, we've followed Bobby Epstein's, you know, efforts over the last few years. You know, we started looking at Austin as, you know, we've always thought Austin was a great city and a vibrant city. We've had a strong affinity for it personally for 25 years. Love to come here and visit. But we started to look at it as a potential place for a USL club for us as we vertically integrated and owned our own USL team. So before, you know, Bobby looked at USL, we were looking at USL as well. So we followed him and, you know, give him credit for being a pioneer and being the guy, the visionary who wanted to bring professional soccer to MLS, and we look forward to having conversations with Bobby.
Okay. You You mentioned when somebody brought up that the previous teams here, BM, USL, USLPDO, whatever the league they were in, were having trouble drawing consistently. You said that was apples and oranges, I believe was your quote. Why do you think that a MLS franchise would be able to draw consistently in Austin? Because you're going to have to for not just a match or two or three, and not a season or two or three, but consistently for many years, as you well know.
17 home games a year, plus playoffs. We anticipate being in the playoffs every year. So all the way to MLS Cup, you know, that's four or five additional games.
Absolutely.
That's a key piece of the puzzle. You know, we do our research. Our ownership group has always done our research, and we think we wouldn't be here today talking with you and making the announcement we made yesterday if we didn't think Austin had the ability to sell out, you know, 22 plus home games a year in the right stadium situation. If the fan experience is exceptional and world class, and we have a vibrant, attractive product on the field that's competing for championships, and you know, we've already discussed where we think the league's going. I think Austin can be like Portland Timbers. I mean, I that's my expectation.
There's a significant link that can't be ignored, and we talk about it a lot, you know, within our corporate culture, and we're fortunate to have a coach like Greg Berhalter, who's a world-class guy, but also a world-class soccer man. You know, we firmly believe good soccer leads to good business, and good business leads to good soccer. You can't break the two apart, because ultimately, you know, the vision has always been resources to win matches, resources to win championships. That's what really drives the core of this organization, and that's where you just need the business model to support the soccer product. And ultimately, the site's going to drive everything. It really is, because that's where we're going to be able to really bring this thing to life as something that's way more than a soccer club. I mean, it's going to be a dynamic community platform that can connect in multiple ways with this community.
And to get back real quickly to soccer, you know, we've qualified for the playoffs three or four years. We've owned the team. You know, we've owned the team 4+ years, but we've competed for 4 full seasons with Greg. We've made the playoffs 3 of those 4 years. We've won 1 Eastern Conference Championship. We hosted the MLS Cup in 2015. And we've done that on a limited budget. You know, when you talk about good business equals good soccer, we've done more with less. Over the last 4 years, and that's where we are. You know, as a club, we have ambition to kind of take that next step. And I think about where this club is today and how we're competing with our peers. But I also am charged as a chairman to think about where we're going to be 3 years and 5 years and 10 years from now. And that's why we're here at this table, to talk about taking that next step and building a world-class soccer stadium in the right location, in the right market, so that we have a good business that generates resources to have a really, truly competitive team year in and year out.
Obviously, you have an affinity for the city of Austin, understandably so. You think that this is the place, or we've all seen where Austin is headed. You have the tech community. How big a part is the Hispanic population in the success of this? Because, quite frankly, there's a population that was not cultivated well by previous teams here. As they continue to grow, they already, for the most part, I mean, they are a soccer-loving culture. How big are they as a part of your success?
Well, I would say huge. I mean, it's 34% of the community. So, I mean, I would hope that that's a constituency that we can attract. And they're a soccer-loving culture. You know, obviously, there are a lot of clubs that their fathers cheered for, their grandfathers cheered for, back in Liga MX and other places in the world that are Latin, you know, Spanish speaking, and I think that has to be something that we focus on. I mean, that's going to be a core consumer of ours, and we want to be a club that they can celebrate, and we'll have. You know, Dave, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, this is going to be. I mean, ultimately, this club is for Austin. Yeah. And it's for all of Austin. You know, we don't think, you know, nobody needs us. We hope everybody wants us. And that's our job. Like Anthony talked about, you know, the vision is for us to be celebrated. You know, it's not good enough to be kind of, you know, out there kind of, you know, floating around, middling. That's unacceptable in terms of how we're wired and how we're motivated. And to be for Austin and all of Austin, it is a huge embrace of the Hispanic community. But it's more than just embracing an Anglo community or Hispanic community. It's embracing Austin. And for us, we view us as a great social integrator where people can come together and have this main stage, which is a soccer park in a vibrant, dynamic part of Austin. It's pretty significant in terms of what our gravitational pull is going to be to bring people together. This is about galvanizing people and giving Austin something to rally around. You know, as great as the University of Texas is, and it's fantastic, colleges, it's very linear, the relationship, largely. You're a graduate, you have pride, and there's great passion. And soccer, probably the only comparable thing in the U.S. to the soccer fandom is probably the college sports fan. So we're very respectful and appreciative of what UT represents. But ultimately, what we're talking about here is for all of Austin.
I mean, one thing, you know, I think why soccer is set up for success is it's inclusive and it's global and it brings us all together. And Dave talked about, you know, being globally technology kind of digitally connecting us all. That's only going to make soccer more important to everyone in this country and bring us all together. And, you know, the NFL struggled a little bit with certain things. I think soccer is on really strong footing because of the inclusive nature, you know, bringing, you know, Austin's multicultural and so is soccer.
You heard it, the interview that Zach and I recorded earlier this week with Crew SC owner Adrian Precourt and the GM of Precourt Sports, Dave Greeley. Good stuff there. We want to hear your opinion. Let us know what you think. Are you excited? Have some concerns about the possibility of MLS moving to Austin? Let us know on the text line, 512-337-3776. Also, giving away Austin Supporter Union soccer shirts. We have magnets, we have stickers as well, so you can support soccer here in the capital city, hopefully getting the MLS team here to the capital of the great state of Texas. And don't forget, go to MLS2ATX.com, sign up so you can get all the reports. You will know how things are going on. And make sure you head out tonight to Haymaker, 7:30 p.m. on Maynard Road for the Supporter Social and Meetup there at Haymaker Austin with MLS in Austin. Coming up after the break, we'll talk with Josh of MLS in Austin, nice enough to join us in studio. We'll get his thoughts on the possibility of Major League Soccer coming to the capital city. And we want your thoughts as well. Let us know on the text line, 512-337-3776. Right here on The Throw-In every Sunday at 9 on 104.9 The Horn, where Austin talks sports and where Austin talks soccer.
Don't show up to my show if you've got no energy.
Welcome back to The Throw-In. Energy.
What a week in Austin, Texas. Soccer dominating the headlines, and rightfully so. And, well, good thing for us, we are Austin Soccer Show right here on The Throw-In on Twitter, The Throw-In ATX. Invite you to join the conversation. The text line, 512-337-3776.
Did something happen this week?
Yeah, I think that's why you're in studio. Not that we don't always love to see you, Josh of MLS in Austin.
I weren't sure if you were showing up. That's usually when they call me in.
And I got this magical T-shirt all of a sudden. I came in to work with a different color shirt, and all of a sudden we come on air and have like this black Austin Soccer Supporter Union shirt on, which looks really sweet, by the way.
They're great shirts. We have shirts to give away. We have stickers. We have magnets, thanks to Josh of MLS in Austin. And we invite you to come out tonight to Haymaker. We'll be there at 7:30 for the Supporters Social and Meetup with MLS in Austin. Well, guys, let's get right to it. You heard the interview Zach and I had with Mr. Precourt, Mr. Greeley earlier this week. Is Major League Soccer coming to the capital city?
If Austin gets a stadium deal done, we will be in MLS city. Full stop.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful news. I know people in Austin absolutely ecstatic because everybody wants a top flight team. We certainly want a top flight team. That being said, We're very empathetic, and I'm saying this with all sincerity, to the case of Columbus. Austin soccer fans know what it's like. Yeah. They lost a team. I mean, Orlando City was the Austin Aztecs 1.0. Yeah. They took off. Rollins moved them to Orlando City, and now they're successful in the Sunshine State. And then the second iteration of the Austin Aztecs folding because of that natural disaster, not coming back. So this is great news for Austin soccer fans, but they feel the pain of the Crew fans. They really do.
Of course, of course. And even as a sports fan, I don't necessarily like to see teams with history, especially actually like the crew have to move. But again, it's a business decision. I didn't like it when the Supersonics left Seattle. I didn't like it when the Baltimore Colts left to go to Indiana.
Well, and that's exactly what Wag said. Our great producer, Adam Wagner, in Baltimore.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Yeah,
no, you didn't like it.
I bet you didn't. But that was the analogy you made, and it's something that you've seen before as a Ravens fan and a Baltimore native.
Right. Well, and I was very young when the Colts jumped out on town on those Mayflower trucks. But you know, it leaves it resonates in your mind of just how awful, gut wrenching feeling that your team has just left. So yeah, empathetic, obviously, to the people in Columbus. We're trying to keep this a very positive show here. It's all about Austin right now and what Austin's
getting. Yeah, I mean, and even as somebody who's spent near 4 years trying to successfully bring an MLS franchise to the city, it is an internal struggle. And sometimes we haven't been as articulate, I think, reflecting that. And in 140 characters, sometimes you leave off the part of, like, you know, feel bad for what's happening somewhere else in the country. But, you know, obviously we're very excited about the opportunity to bring a team to the city.
Without a doubt. I mean, this is something that we have dreamt of. I know Justin and I have talked about this at length, kind of some late nights, saying, you know what, someday if we get an MLS team, we're thinking maybe, I don't know, 2020, 2024, but this could be a reality in 2019. The question is, it's the question that everyone has asked me this week, where are they going to play? You have any insight?
Yeah, I mean, short term, I think the speculation around Myers and UT probably makes the most sense. It's already a 20K attendance facility. It's got the track, but I mean, it's a nice setting. I mean, we've been there for various, you know, women's Texas soccer events and the ATX Pro Challenge. You know, that was a few years back. So, I mean, I think it's a great temporary venue. I mean, certainly centrally located. You know, there's parking available in the area. You know, it's certainly no worse of a temporary facility than you've seen any other team while they waited for their permanent facility to get constructed.
I'd be more than happy with that area. It's an easy drive for most Austin Knights to get to, plus the people on the east side of town that will be coming from Bastrop. It's an easy place to get to. And from the people coming down from Round Rock, it's an easy drive from right down I-35.
And people coming up from San Antonio.
Absolutely. Hey, it's right there. And this is one thing that Mr. Precourt said. He goes, we envision this being not just Austin's team, but this is Central Texas's team. He said all the way from San Antonio to Waco, and I know that may be difficult for San Antonio fans right now because they felt that they were ahead of Austin. They had the stadium. They had the USL team, and I understand that. But the USL has said for a long time now that they wanted to be in Austin. It has the demographics. It's a place they want to be. It's the largest metro area in the country without a professional sports team, and it's a great soccer city. If you look at the numbers, you look at the World Cup numbers, you look at Champions League numbers, Austin is always near the top.
I have a feeling if the team is built here and it's within, you know, easy access for most fans, that place is going to fill up week in and week out. Because you look at a team like Atlanta, and people were wondering, why would you build a team with the sports that doesn't really care about sports hardcore like Atlanta? But they show up in droves each and every game, and nobody foresaw that happening. And I'm thinking the same thing would happen here.
Apparently Arthur Blank did.
Yeah, he absolutely did, and kudos to him. They do a wonderful job there turning the Benz into a soccer facility. It is not a soccer team played in a football stadium. It is a soccer stadium when Atlanta United is there. We want to know what you think. Let us know on the text line, 512-337-3776. Again, we have shirts we're giving away. We have stickers. We have magnets. Support MLS in Austin. This is Austin soccer. And I know some people saying, well, this isn't the way we wanted it, and this is we didn't want to take a team from someone else. I understand that. I agree. But we also have to be realistic here. And to me, it comes down to the fact that if we can get a team, it may not be we may not have our own team that sprouts up here organically, but if we can get a team, and I'm not saying at the expense of Columbus or at the expense of San Antonio, but you have to support a team. This is what we harp on this show.
This is going to be our team.
And that's exactly right. Support local soccer. This is it.
Well, what people have to remember, especially the ones in Ohio, is that I understand right now we're the bad guy because we're the new people in the relationship. We're the person that they're leaving them for.
You know all about that.
Yes, of course. I can make tons of analogies. I've been on both sides of the fence. And I understand it hurts when you're the one that's told, you know, we had a really good run, but we see some greener pastures on the other side and we're going to take our talents elsewhere. But that could have been any other city because right now it looks like Columbus was getting ready to move regardless due to their stadium situation. Yeah. It wouldn't just have been us.
Yeah, I mean, they're moving. I mean, it's just the fact of, you know, the ire gets, you know, it's going to be pointed at us for a while because this is where they want to move to. But I mean, all signs point to they're going to move. It's going to happen. And, you know, I think any efforts to kind of prevent that, I think have, you know, long since passed. I mean, we called this 8 months ago from Texas. How, you know, if you're a local or a municipal leader or somebody in city government and we're not putting these pieces together back then, there's certainly nothing's going to stop that train from moving forward now.
And more importantly, how do you not want to come to Texas? How do you not want to come to Austin? We talked about all the great stuff already, but it's an attractive city. We have the U.S. Grand Prix going on this week. Yeah. We're internationally known, and this is just a posh team in a posh city, and it's going to be great for the whole community involved.
You're exactly right, and MLS has said this, maybe not outwardly, but they've wanted to be in Austin. This is a market that they want to be in. The city continues to grow. The state continues to grow. It is young. It is vibrant. It is an international city. And Mr. Precourt said it. He goes, this isn't going to be a Hispanic team, or this isn't going to be a soccer mom team or a hipster team. This is the team of Austin. It's going to represent everybody. And if they can do that, they will be wildly successful.
And I see that coming to fruition. And I really do look forward to the day that we have our new supporter kits on and we're standing there and we're getting ready to go through the routines as we cheer for our team that's going to be on the field.
So excited for all of that. But I mean, even if we were talking about Atlanta a few months ago, if you look at the rollout of the past few teams and the ones about to come online, like the supporter engagement out at LAFC, I had a chance to talk to one of their supporter advocates last week, just to kind of about tell me a little bit about your ground game. How were you building support for a team that wasn't even going to play for like another 2 years out there? And they're like, you've just see people all over wearing LAFC gear. They great branding, great ground game, great outreach to all the local supporters. But to point that bigger picture of this is how different MLS of today is than MLS of 1996. And this is why they're looking to make these changes. This is why they're looking at this. I've been calling it MLS 4.0, this new version of MLS. And as expansion maxes out, relocation is going to be the only other lever. And this fans should expect it. You know, can it happen to my team if I live somewhere else? Yeah, maybe. You want to like make sure you're coming out to the games, because I think, you know, over the course of the next 20 years of MLS, this is probably not the only relocation story.
Josh, you mentioned LAFC. I think that's a great analogy. What can Austin soccer fans do knowing that the earliest they're going to get a team here is 2019? How can they support a team? Well, if you actually don't have a team here in town as of yet.
Well, I think one, become a member of MLS in Austin. So you go to MLSinAustin.org. You can sign up, get on our mailing list, and also sign up at MLS2ATX so you can get, you know, official information out of the out of PSV. We have that amount of time also affords us to make some plans, make some engagement strategies. But being involved and being connected to our messages and our activities is going to be the great first step. We've already had a flood of inbound things. How can I help? How can I get involved? Thank God. I mean, now that the mirage in the distance that I've had to talk about every time I'm on this show is here and it's tangible, now people are like, oh, This is legit. It's real. It's happening. It's not a crazy bunch of people behind keyboards, you know, wishing it would happen.
And hey, there's an easy way to get involved. Come out tonight to Haymaker on Manor Road, 7:30 p.m. MLS in Austin supporters group, social and meetup. Get out there, meet people, and you can get involved because, hey, all signs point that we're going to have Major League Soccer in Austin come 2019. Our good friend, Zach Christo, to lead us, our producer on this show. Zach is away. He is up in Portland. Well, he's been going up to Portland to watch the Timbers. He's not going to have to go to Portland to watch MLS soccer in a year, but he's up there right now, and I have a feeling very highly caffeinated on some Stumptown coffee. Zach, how's it going?
It's going great, kid. How do you know I've already been to a coffee shop already this morning? It's only, what, 7:35 here, and I've already been to two different coffee shops?
Because I know you, and you are a Portlander at heart. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you probably have a flannel shirt on top of your Austin Supporters Union soccer shirt. You've had some coffee. You're probably reading some alternative newspaper. Tell me I'm wrong.
He's probably already grown out the Galifianakis, beard.
I think they call it a zine.
See, no, you're wrong. I'm the only Greek person that doesn't know how to grow a beard, but I'm also wearing my Austin Soccer's Union, Austin Supporters Union shirt over top of everything so that everyone can still see that I am here supporting Austin Soccer even though I'm away in Portland.
Has anyone said anything to you? Have you gotten any interaction wearing that shirt?
Positive or negative?
Not yet. I'm hoping to go out to the game later tonight. It's the last game of the regular season for the Portland Timbers, and I'm hoping to talk to a lot of different people out there. We're going to be repping MLS in Austin at the game, and I hope to talk to a lot of different people, maybe bring back some perspectives from the people out here in Portland for the show next week.
Great stuff. We look forward to having you back in studio. Have fun tonight. Thank you for representing the capital city and MLS in Austin, and go Timbers.
Go easy on the coffee, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Zach Christodoulidis, our great producer in Portland, nice enough to call in early as it is 7:30 there on the West Coast. This comes in on the text line. Why don't they build a soccer stadium at the Circuit of the Americas?
So that is, you know, MLS really wants to be outside the inside the what they call the urban core. So it's not necessarily downtown, but not way out in the sticks. MLS does not want a tailgating type culture that you see, you know, more traditionally with American football, where, like, you know, the big monolith stadiums are way out in the.
They want Houston Dynamo, not FC Dallas.
They want Portland
Timbers.
Okay,
fair enough.
Not
they want Providence
Seattle.
Park.
They want Providence Park. I think that's kind of the model they're moving to, because where they've seen where they've had some more suburban locations, they've had trouble pulling in attendance. And I think it's like for every mile you're out of the downtown core, you lose, like, you know, 400 season ticket holders or something.
Really?
Like, they've done math on, like, the further out you are, the harder it is to kind of build that renewing season ticket base. But yeah, there's no way they're putting a stadium way out in Elroy.
Let us know what you think. Are you excited? Are you concerned? MLS soccer coming to Austin in 2019. The text line 512-337-3776. Don't forget, we have shirts to give away. Austin Supporters Union of MLS in Austin. We have shirts, we have magnets, we have stickers, and we'll be out there tonight at Haymaker, 7:30 p.m. for MLS in Austin. Coming up after the break, we will go around the world, talk some U.S. soccer, talk some local college soccer. We'll get our games of the week, and we will wrap things up. A busy week in the Austin area, and as it appears that we are going to have first division soccer here in the capital city. Oh, we cannot wait right here talking all things soccer on 104.9 The Horn. We're Austin Talk Sports. We're Austin Talk Soccer.
Welcome back to the Throw-In.
Welcome back. Final segment here on the Throw-In. What a week it has been in Austin, Texas. Josh of MLS and Austin Supporters Group, nice enough to join us in studio. Brought t-shirts. We're giving away t-shirts. Hit us up on the text line, 512-337-3776. Also giving away magnets, stickers, support soccer. We're getting a Major League Soccer team. So, there, I said it. We are getting one in 2019. Get on board.
Nice. I love it. Fun aside to Zach is, so we have this guy, Ryan Riggins, very new to our teams, worked on the magnets, worked on the stickers, worked on some posters, designed a poster, had it sent to be printed at like a FedEx out in Portland for Zach to pick up to the game. And I was like, oh, that's good foresight. And then Zach goes, oh, it's also laminated in case it rains.
Brilliant.
Guy's brilliant. His name's Ryan Riggins. He's been a huge help to the effort, and hopefully you guys will meet him tonight.
Shout out to Ryan. Exactly. Hey, 7:30 tonight at Haymaker on Maynard Road. Come on out. We'll be out there supporting MLS in Austin. Hope you'll join us as well. We're not getting a team till 2019. I finally said it. I'm not breaking a jinx. It's not a no-hitter that we're in the seventh inning. We are getting a team. That's the reality of the matter.
Doesn't
so get
it feel
on board. Feels great. Feels great.
I'm so excited.
I'm thrilled.
I cannot tell you how excited I've been the whole week. You know, had to weather the storm at first because I was like, no, this isn't really going to happen.
Like,
and
everyone
all the news
else. Everyone was skeptical, it's going to happen. Josh knows better than anybody.
Seven stages of grief. Is there seven stages of acceptance, I think, too, of like finally good news and finally,
you know I don't like to bring religion to it, but it's the Catholic guilt. You know, it's just like, it's too good.
Well, we're getting a team, so you don't have to worry about that. Get on board. Come on out. And if you can't, hey, you can find them online as well.
Yeah, MLSinAustin.org. Please sign up, become a member of our supporters group. There's still more work to be done. We still have to make sure we get the stadium deal done, and there's going to be lots of events and activities get involved. And then also make sure you sign up at MLS2ATX.com so you can get official information as more official news becomes available.
We also invite you to follow us on Twitter, the Throw-In ATX, and on Facebook. We have all the information. Josh, nice enough to give us some sneak previews. So make sure you follow us, and we will keep you up to date on everything that is happening. But now, as always, gentlemen, it's time to go around the world.
It's time to go around the world. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Fueled by Breakfast Tacos.
Fueled by Breakfast Tacos, brought in by Josh.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Wonderful Ruby's Breakfast Tacos. And as always, copious amounts of coffee. Start things off here in the States. Steve Gans, Eric Winalda making pitches to be the U.S. soccer president. Guys, is Galati, I mean, is he going to fight till the end?
Well, he only gets one more re-election anyways, but I think the writing's on the wall. After the debacle of World Cup qualifying, he has to go.
Well, I thought he would have resigned already, but
he's not that classy.
He's
apparently
so institutionalized, he's going to have to be forced out.
He will indeed. Speaking of the U.S., unfortunately, our under-17 team falling in the World Cup there in India, falling to, well, the Brits, and the Brits. Pretty impressive. Ryan Brewster, a hat trick, getting England by the USA. England will face the winner of the quarterfinal today between Brazil and Germany in a semifinal on October 25th. And finally, it would not be around the world if we didn't have some interesting news. Hansa Rostock fans in the German third division bringing dead fish to a match to throw at the opposing supporters. We've seen a lot of stuff thrown. I remember when they threw a pig's head on the field when Figo went from Barcelona to Real Madrid. But dead fish? That's up there.
I thought that was it's better than dead squid like they do in hockey, right?
How do you get that into the stadium?
That was my question, and it wasn't like one or two. It was a large amount of dead fish.
How does it not smell on the way inside the stadium where nobody notices? That's what I want to know.
How does it not smell on what was a 280-mile journey from their home stadium to the visitor stadium?
Who took this for them, and how much ice did they need?
German
so
fans.
Many questions, so many questions.
So many questions, so little time.
All that engineering, man.
As we now head over to Justin with our college report.
Oh, it was a great, great Friday night for Texas women's soccer team. That's the number 10 team in the nation. UT beat Baylor 1-0 in overtime. Golden goal going to Katie Glenn, her fourth goal of the season. Nicole Curry getting her 10th clean sheet of the year. The regular season finale, everything wraps up on Friday night against Oklahoma State at 7 p.m. out at Mike A. Myers, so you can check them out. SCU men, the number 16 team in the nation, getting a 4-0 victory. They play St. Mary's in the Battle of the Saints on Thursday. And then our friend over at St. Edward's, the women's soccer coach, head coach Nick Cowell, getting his 400th career victory with the 3-0 victory against Lubbock Christian yesterday. They will be against Texas A&M International on Thursday.
That'll do it. One interesting bit of news. I promised a high school friend of mine, Christina Berg, now Yarnell. Her oldest son plays at the Air Force Academy. They are the number 11th ranked team in the country, coming off a big victory over at UNLV. They will be taking on Grand Canyon today. So shout out to a native Austinite, Jacob Yarnell, a young man who went to Lhasa High School, a big junior defender for the Academy and the Falcons there in Colorado Springs. More local news. Well, two games of note yesterday. The Celtic Cowboys were in the U.S. Open Cup, ultimately fell to the NTX Rayados 4-1 that one. But hats off to the Cowboys competing in the oldest cup competition here in the country, and what a great competition
great
it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then down south, San Antonio FC, a huge victory as they were able to get a victory over the Tulsa Roughnecks. They advance to the Western Conference semifinals in the USL. They will host the OKC Energy next Saturday at Toyota Field. 2-1 victory for them. Congratulations, my man Cesar Elizondo with one of the goals, Ever Guzman converting from the spot. So, hey, maybe another title headed down to SAFC. Well, it would be their first in USL.
But definitely best luck to them, as I would love to see them in the championship game and bring a title down to Texas.
And that will do it for us in our trip around the world. One bit of note, we are a soccer show, but hey, hats off to the Houston Astros, H-Town's finest, making the World Series.
I was like, you've been fitting a lot of baseball references into this show.
I'm a Texan. I'm a fifth generation Texan.
I know, but I'm a Rangers fan.
I represent Texas. Hey, but you've got to get on. You've got to get on the board. I understand you're a Rangers fan.
I went to A&M. Everybody there is the Astros fan.
Yeah. So congratulations as they headed to play the Dodgers in the World Series.
Should be a good one though, man. I'm looking forward to the pitching.
It's gonna be a lot of fun tonight. Come on out, support soccer in Austin. Supporter social and meetup 7:30 p.m. at Haymaker. Josh and the whole MLS and Austin crew will be there. We'll be there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Food, drinks. We're going to be taking interviews and talking to people. We're going to taking photos, promoting soccer. You know, Austin is the soccer city that it is. We're going to have more shirts
to give away.
To give away. You know, and we have members from all of various supporters groups coming out. We got people from the Austin Reds and the Austin Spurs coming out. I think Chuck from there is going to talk about the Harvey relief efforts and the button campaign they did this year. I think so some of the Gooners are coming out. Hopefully some of the Chelsea guys show up. You know, just all, if you're an SG in town, you know, come on out and just, you know, mix and mingle. And obviously we've got some local MLS news we might want to talk about too.
Yeah, just
you're
a bit.
Excited. Feel these nipples.
Oh, Wags, our great producer behind the glass.
He's already on the bandwagon.
Oh, he's on the bandwagon. Yeah. We have our shirts. Hey, you can get yours. Text in 512-337-3776. Giving away Austin Soccer Supporters Union shirts. We have magnets. We have stickers. Support the MLS team that is coming to Austin in 2019.
There's nothing wrong with being on the bandwagon before the team gets here. That's the best time to get
on
the bandwagon.
That's when you want to be on the bandwagon. So you can sit here and be like, hey, you know, we have a team, and I'm already there.
Yeah. I already know what's going on. You get to hear the news first, and you really get to be in tune with all the ongoings with this potential team that's coming up here to MLS.
It's not potential.
Well, I'm saying
I was saying that.
It's still new to me, man.
Every time I think about it, I say the State Farm commercial. Oh, it's happening, sweetheart. You know, it keeps rolling through my brain. Hey, I want to give a quick plug to 47 Brand for creating the t-shirts.
They're so soft and comfy.
They designed them, and we made it just very, you know, if you're an Austin soccer supporter, not necessarily, you know, an affiliated, whether you're, you know, MLS or any of the other SGs, our goal was to show the unity of Austin soccer, and they came back with a design and incorporated
it. And it's fantastic.
Yes, and Supporters Union, which for 3 years is just, its mission has just been to help people find soccer around town. So that's really the point. And they ran with it, and they came back with this design and said, you know, great. We want to be involved with Austin soccer. So a big shout out to the 47 Brand.
And you can be involved in Austin soccer one last time tonight, 7:30 p.m. at Haymaker, MLS and Austin supporters group. Social and meetup. Get out there. Come up. Say hello. We'll be out there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, that'll do it for us. Josh, big thanks for coming in. Thanks for the shirts.
Thanks for having me. MLSinAustin.org, more information. The bandwagon is gearing up to roll out, so hop on.
It is indeed. Justin, game of the week?
Oh, you know, it's the best team in the Premier League, Manchester City, going against West Brom. That City offense on fire.
You
three goals against Burnley, and they didn't even play good yesterday.
No. And all this without El Kun Agüero.
No, he played yesterday.
Oh, he did?
He scored a penalty. He tied the record for most goals scored in Manchester City history yesterday. Next game, he probably will break the record. So hats off to Kun Agüero.
Bien hecho, Kun. Me quita el sombrero.
Kevin De Bruyne, the man that Chelsea gave up.
We've gone all this show with no talk of smash with his
Kevin De Bruyne's passing yesterday. Magnifique.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Mine, well, come on, really? There's no question here. River,
mi querido
River, in the semifinals of the Copa Libertadores, hosting Lanús El Granate Tuesday night at the Cathedral of Argentine Football, El Monumental. Do not bother me Tuesday. Do not bother me Tuesday evening. I will not respond.
You could tweet him at Kit McConaughey.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And then the following week will be the return leg down south in La Fortaleza. The winner will take on the winner of Barcelona from Ecuador and Gremio from Puerto Alegre. Josh, again, thanks for coming in. Guys, come out tonight. We are getting a Major League Soccer team in Austin. Come out and support it. It's happening. Get on the bandwagon. And again, hey, there are going to be shirts out there. For those of you who texted in, we will text you back. We will get you those shirts, magnets as well. Guys, thanks so much. I'm ecstatic. I know everyone out there is ecstatic. As always, we invite you to join us, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, The Throw-In ATX. That'll do it for us. We will see you same time, same place next week, Austin. Have a wonderful week and enjoy the soccer.
If you're excited, feel these nipples.